As we continue on this morning, a lot of you may or may not know Mike Jackson, and Mike is here this morning as a representative of the Gideons International. And at the same time, if you spend time with Mike, what you'll quickly learn is that he is a faithful follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has a heart's desire, a passion to see people enter into a personal, eternal, life-changing relationship with him. And so it really is a pleasure to have Mike come up and share the ministry that he's a part of and is faithfully serving in. So Mike, thank you.
He stood there in the woods, tears running down his cheeks. I have a little story I'd like to share this morning. I hope I haven't shared it here before. If I have, it's okay because I like sharing it again. Many of you maybe don't realize, but I'm not from Ohio originally. There's a state north of here is where I was born and raised. And one of the most, I'm not going to talk about yesterday. One of the most important days up there is November 15th, opening day of deer season. Every year for years, it was tradition for me to go with my family, go to the Upper Peninsula and go deer hunting. One year, because of my job, I could not get away. I could not go. I thought I handled it well. My wife said I whined and moped and cried. But I couldn't go, but I had a neighbor that invited me to go to Wisconsin a couple weeks later, and I could get off. So I agreed. I said, okay, it's better than not going at all. I won't be with my family, but I'll be with my friend. And so he called up there. He had a friend in Wisconsin that had a hunting club, and the friend wanted to know what kind of guy I was. He didn't want just anybody up there with a gun. So my neighbor told him I was a Gideon. And this gentleman that owned this hunt club, he knew who the Gideons were, so he called me and he said, could you bring some of them little testaments? And I said, sure. And being a smart Gideon, I took camouflage. Okay, these are for soldiers, and I brought a few, so if you're retired or currently in the military in any armed service, I have some if you'd like one. But I took these, and I got up there on a Friday, and my friend's brother died, and he had left. So I knew absolutely nobody. Well, Wisconsin's a little bit like Ohio when I first came here from that state up north. It wasn't real warm and fuzzy. They didn't know me, and they didn't treat me warm and fuzzy. But I was able, before supper, to share my little Gideon testament, talk about the Gideons, share the helps in the front, where to find help with life's problems, in the very back, how you know you can be in heaven someday. So after I shared this, we ate supper, we went to bed, we got up at daylight, went out in the woods, and God blessed me with this humongous deer. I mean, it was the biggest deer that I ever shot. And it stood sideways about 40 yards in front of me, and I was able to harvest it. And so back at noon, everybody came in to eat, and I was the only one that had a deer, and it was huge. And you think they were cold before, they were really cold. So they all went back out hunting, and I thought, well, maybe I can win some friends if I do the dishes and clean up. And so I was kind of doing that, and this lumberjack, he was 6 foot plus, weighed 250 or so, hadn't shaved for weeks. He come in and he asked me if I could go with him out in the woods to help him drag his deer in. And, of course, I said I would. We're in the woods, and this huge man put his hand on my shoulder, tears streaming down his cheeks. He told me he was an alcoholic, how he treated his wife wrong, how he wasn't faithful to her, how he didn't treat his kids right, and how he needed Jesus in his life. And I got to pray with that hunter, and I knew that God sent me to Wisconsin. I don't know about the other 23 or 24 Bibles, but I know that one made a difference in that man's life. And it's churches like you that make it possible for Gideons like me to go to Wisconsin and for God to use me to change somebody's life. We're the missionary arm of the church. We go where the church is not able to go. How about Russia, Ukraine, Israel? We have Gideons in both those countries. A couple years ago, 2020, I got to go to Mexico. I think I shared some of that last year. And what an awesome God that sends Gideons around the world. It's a husband and wife ministry. Two are better than one. We pray together. We worship together. We serve together. We pass out Bibles together. We minister together. Our vision statement, our ministry is one spirit, one mind, one vision, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, taken from Philippians 1:27. Our calling, our single purpose, our single calling is to win others to a saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Gideon's has been around for over 100 years, and that's never changed. From the beginning till today, our single calling is to win others. And we do that by associating together. Personal witnessing, sharing the gospel one person at a time. And what many of you know us for, placing and distributing God's word in hotels and motels and the traffic lanes of life. We're serving in 199 countries in over 100 different languages, hotels, motels, hospitals, prisons, schools, colleges, universities, doctor's office, military, emergency, first responders, women's shelters, the traffic lanes of life. Let me ask you, do you believe in divine appointment? Divine appointment is a meeting between two people that have been specifically and unmistakably ordered by the Holy Spirit to bring about a particular outcome. A divine appointment. March 17th, I had an income tax appointment in Van Wert. The lady that normally did my income tax retired, and I had this young 23-year-old young lady that was fast. And she was talking, and she was adding, and it was amazing. And we got done, and I was able to share one of them little Gideon testaments with her and talk to her. She was living in pain, but had just recently bought a house in Van Wert. And I was able to share the help in the front, and I got to the back, and I asked her if she was going to be in heaven. And she said, I think so, I hope so. I said, why is God going to allow you to be in heaven? And the normal answer is, well, I'm a good person. I believe in the Lord. But I shared that little back of that testament where being a good person doesn't get you into heaven. I'll share more of that a little later, but I was able to share with her and lead her in prayer, and she accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, a divine appointment. She had an income tax appointment, and I had a divine appointment with her. In the fall of 1898, there was another divine appointment. It was two traveling salesmen. They found they needed to share a hotel room together. Back then, traveling salesmen were known for drinking, carousing, cigar smoking, bad language. They had not had a very good reputation. But these two men found that they both read the Bible. And so they both read the Bible and prayed that night, and they read John 15:16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that the fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask in the Father's name, he may give it to you. A year later, three men, Samuel Hill, John Nicholson, and William Knight, started the Gideon Ministry. The Gideon objective, winning the others to Lord Jesus Christ that I mentioned, our sole purpose, we associate together, we give personal testimony, personal witnessing, and placing the God's word. Would you know that 80% of those who receive Christ do so by the time they're 18? One of the overlooked places I think a lot of us do is we assume that 70 and 80-year-old men and women know the Lord because they were raised in that time when the Lord was in most homes. But you'd be surprised how many don't. But 80% of those receive Christ by the time they're 18. We give out testaments to primary and secondary and fifth grade. 2 weeks ago, I was privileged to go with some other Gideons to Lincoln View, to the Bible House, and we got to pass out testaments. We had three different classes. Boy, them youngsters are good. They know the Bible. They study the Bible, and they made little bookmarks. Pray that God, the Lord, is always with you. Do not be afraid, for I'm with you, Isaiah 43:5. God loves you. Jesus loves you. Even if you think you're not special, God does. If you have faith in yourself, people will have faith for you. They made these little bookmarks and gave them to the Gideons so when we pass out Bibles, particularly at nursing homes, we can put these in them. It was a great time. We had, I think, somewhere around 70, 75 Bibles. And then last week, they did LifeWise in Van Wert and got all the fifth graders there. What an awesome God we have. How about college universities? You think there's a need with the sex and the alcohol and the drugs? You think God's Word needs to be on a college campus? And now we do Vacation Bible School. We're willing to come to any church that has Vacation Bible School and pass out testaments. And then, of course, the sidewalk. A lot of places that we're not allowed into schools, we do it on the sidewalk. When the bus gets there, we stand out front, and any of the youth that would like one, we offer it to them. That's a schoolroom in Mexico. You got to go in the room, you got to give the Bibles, you got to share the gospel, you got to pray with them, you got to pray with the teacher and the superintendent. College campus, how many students there are willing to pray and need Jesus in their heart? Van Wert County Fair this year, Iggy and Ashley, they're the ones there on your left. It was another divine appointment. As they came through, I got to talk to Iggy and Ashley and ask them about the Jesus and if they knew Jesus and if they were going to heaven. And both of them prayed to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior that day. And you can see a couple of the youth in the background reading their little testaments after they were given one. What an awesome God we have. As Gideons, we have opportunity to deepen our own personal growth. Gideon's an auxiliary as God uses us, strengthening our marriage. I know when I became a Gideon, I was more disciplined to praying and reading the Bible. I was a better husband. I developed better personal skills in my business. My integrity improved and increased. I walked side by side with like-minded Christians, men and women that prayed for me and I would associate with and have prayer meetings together, much like your church. Opportunities to pray and learn to pray daily and for each other. My greatest growth, I can tell you, came when I joined the Gideon ministry, not when I attended church. It came when other Christian men prayed with me and mentored me and lifted me up and helped me. Opportunities to make an eternal difference. Part of our daily walk, daily as we're going, we meet somebody at the grocery store, just the post office, just our daily walk, sharing the gospel, personal witnessing one-on-one, striving side by side with like-minded Christians within our community, placing and sowing seeds here in the local community. Judges 6:27, Gideon took 10 men and did as the Lord told him, but he was afraid. Would you believe 95% of Christians never share the gospel, never tell anybody else about Jesus Christ? When was the last time you told a family member or a friend or a neighbor about the gospel of Jesus Christ? We have a program, it's called Sharing the Gospel Through Simple Conversation. It's a 2-hour program, 2 hour and 15 minutes. It's a certified instructor willing to come to your church at your convenience, a Wednesday night, a Sunday morning, a Sunday night, a Saturday. 2 hours and 15 minutes to help teach how to share the gospel through simple conversation. There's small little workbooks and there's hands-on role playing so you can practice. The gentleman there in the tie-dyed shirt and the tattoo met this 83-year-old man and they started talking about that old car in the background. And as they talked, he got to know the gentleman a little bit, and he asked him if he thought he was going to be in heaven, and the gentleman said, "It's funny you ask that. 3 weeks ago, I woke up on the floor. I'd had a heart attack, and my wife and my son was standing there looking at me, and I didn't know what happened." He got to give him one of them little testaments and pray with him, 83 years old. These testaments, if you become a friend of a Gideon, we have a program, Friend of the Gideon, you can order these. They don't have the little Gideon symbol, but they're exactly like them. So if you'd like to pass out testaments, or if you come to a conversation program, I would provide you one. It's a video about pastors, about this program.
One of the things you get people to do as a pastor is to share their faith. It's just hard. Passion to take Christ to others is just part of my makeup, and so I'm always mentioning it to people, and I really want them to make progress with that. And yet I understand that most of people are shy.
I pastor. That's my one full-time job, and I work for another company, so another full-time job, and a husband and father, so I have many full-time positions. It was real hard for me to cover those kinds of needed training with the church people. It was very easy for having somebody like Gideon's coming and training our people, and it was a blessing for us.
It was a great help to have Steve come and represent the Gideons and offer the personal witness training to our church. It certainly is always good for a congregation to have a fresh voice sharing much of the same things that as a pastor I try to share. But so many times it's just more readily received with a fresh approach, fresh voice. And someone who has a different background and testimony altogether.
In our church, on Sundays, we have about 30. On our house church, we have about 15 members. We really want to help people coming out of addictions to first of all, come out of addictions, but more than that, be a part of a church, be disciple makers. But a lot of them thought they weren't capable of sharing their faith because of their background, because they used to be addicts or, you know, might have mental health issues and so on. But, you know, the training showed that everyone has a story.
Some people are afraid, some Christians are afraid to share the gospel, and that can happen. But when you see a person go from not wanting to talk while we're out sharing the gospel in the community, so they'll step up and say, well, hey, let me talk to this person. So, okay, you know, and it'll give them the confidence because they've had training, they've had the foundation of the word and how to use the word in certain situations when you're talking to people. So it's very important.
That the passion came through from the presenter, that he really liked to share Christ. He wanted to share Christ. And that rubs off on people. I mean, even though that's not necessarily part of the training, that's really helpful to have people catch the passion and the fire.
The Gideon's ministry is helping us to be unique in that front and to be efficient in that front, rather than, you know, not having any tools or anything like that.
It's so much there, you know. It's like a mechanic. You know, usually a mechanic, when he comes and fixes something, he has this big old toolbox of these tools which will help. But sometimes he just takes one little screwdriver and fixes everything. And that's kind of what it's like, you know. It prepares us, but we might just need one scripture or one question. And a person will, the Holy Spirit will allow them to see themselves that they knew they need the Lord in their lives.
We truly believe, and the training showed this as well, you need to do more than just share your faith. Sharing your faith is super important, but you need to turn them into disciple makers. And more than that, you need to turn them into disciple makers making disciples. The training really opened the eyes of at least our congregation to the fact that, hey, we're all called to evangelize. We're all called to build disciples, make disciples.
Prayer and just a dependence on the Holy Spirit all throughout the personal witness training were put front and center and underscored for us, because apart from him, we can do nothing. That includes sharing the gospel. We don't save anyone. We just take the message to them and allow God by his Spirit and through the power of the gospel to work in their hearts and change their lives.
You know, this is great for us. This training, personal witnessing training, is great for us. It helped us to be well equipped, and we're very thankful for it. And I encourage any church, any pastor, to accept this training for their members in their church so they can grow and so they can be even more impactful than what they really are in their communities.
Ohio State University. Maybe some of you have heard of it. Every year in October, the Gideons go and pass out little green testaments. College is always green. And 8,000 to 10,000 is not unusual in just a short 4 or 5 hours at the University, Ohio State. In one year, many years ago, there was a gentleman by the name of Kim Powell went to Ohio State, and his girlfriend cheated on him with another man. And he was going through the campus looking to do bodily harm to this other man. And the Gideons were there and gave him a little green testament. And when he calmed down a little bit, he started reading the helps in the front. That Gideon testament changed his life, and he prayed to accept Jesus Christ. Dr. Kim Powell later became an eye doctor. He became a Gideon. He became many different officers within his camp. He became the Ohio State president. He became the Gideon's international trustee, and he was overseed Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. And then he became the international chaplain. He's been in probably 15 different countries sharing God's word, changing thousands of lives for eternity because of one Gideon in one little green testament that maybe even this church helped provide funding to buy. One testament changed a life that changes thousands of lives because of churches just like yours. Philippians 1:27 says, "Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel." The Gideon core values. We believe the Bible is the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. We believe Jesus Christ is eternal Son of God. We perceive Him as our personal Savior. We endure to follow Him in our daily life. We believe in the endless lake of fire for the unsaved. We accept the biblical standard of marriage between one biological woman and one biological man. We are not laymen. We are not pastors. God has called them to a higher calling. We're just regular people, business and professional, auxiliary that share the love of Jesus Christ. And each one of us has to be a member in good standing of an evangelical church and have a recommendation from our pastor. Who are the auxiliary? The association known as auxiliary is comprised of members' wives of Gideons who make the same spiritual qualifications. The purpose of the auxiliary is to assist the Gideons in their single objective of leading others to Jesus Christ. Personal work, placing and distributing God's word. You have Gideon cards. There's a Bible rack. The cards are free. Kim Ray is a Gideon card chairman. And he'll provide these cards. They're free. They're nice looking cards. You can send a card praying for you, thinking of you, all kinds of different cards. For $1.50, you could buy a little testament, $5 a full Bible. Send a card. Change somebody's life for eternity. Richard said earlier, Isaiah 55:11 says, God's word does not come back void. Sometimes just a simple little reading of one or two sentences in the Bible changes somebody's life. His word does not come back void. It prospers where he sends it. In your bulletin day, there was a little bulletin like this. There's an envelope in there. You can put a check or money in there. You can do it anytime. Today, next week, next month, next year, the sole purpose, the sole money that you put in there buys Bibles and publishes Bibles. None of it goes to any overhead of any kind. Our dues, our Gideon dues, help provide our overhead. So that money that the church donates goes to purchase and send Bibles to 199 countries. I want to conclude here, Luke 18-27. You heard me talking about this little Gideon testament, helps in the front and the back, the plan of salvation. Let's read Luke 18. And a ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother." And he said, "All these things I have kept from my youth." When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "One thing you still lack. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven, and come follow me." But when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was extremely rich. Jesus, seeing that he became sad, said, How difficult is it for those who have wealth to enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. Those who heard it said, then who can be saved? But he said, what's impossible with man is possible with God. And then I also, Matthew 7:13-14. Enter by the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter it are many. For the gate is narrow, the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. So the way is narrow. Now my hope and prayer is everybody here has confessed with their mouth and asked the Lord to be their Savior. But maybe there's one or two people that haven't. We just heard how the way is narrow. Let me share with you the back of this little testament. It says, God loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16, we all know that. And then Romans 5:8 says, but God showed his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Wow. Even though I was a sinner for years, God died for me. All are sinners. Romans 3:10. It is written, none are righteous, none of us. The remedy for sin, Romans 6, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And then 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. For I deliver to you as first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scripture, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scripture. And then Ephesians 2:8-4, by the grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is a gift of God, not a result of work, so that no one may be boast. Remember I shared that lady said she was a good person? That doesn't work. So what does? How do we get this free gift? Romans 10. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. He stands at the door and knocks. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come to him and eat with him. You have to ask. You have to confess with your mouth. You have to pray and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I believe you died on the cross for them sins, that you were raised in 3 days. I confess with my mouth, Lord, please forgive me. Give me that free salvation. It's through faith. And when you do that, it's not anything that you can work your way in. You can't buy your way in. It's through Jesus Christ by confessing with our mouth. And each one of these testaments is a tool to share the gospel. And I pray that if anybody here has not accepted Jesus Christ, they would today. See Pastor Jeff, see me, see your neighbor, ask for one of these testaments. God will change your life. When the Holy Spirit enters your heart, you'll be a new person. God bless you, Jeff. God bless you, congregation, for having me here today. Thank you.